Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, coming up next week, it's the silver anniversary edition of Video Royale, a great sale put together by Superior Livestock, originating on Monday from Fort Worth, their historic stockyards studio location, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, 2nd, 3rd, 4th of August, they'll be originating from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. The Monday sale, July 31st, starts 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be featuring feeder steers, feeder heifers, as well as weaned calves and calves on cows from our part of the country. Then they will be reorganizing and setting up shop in Winnemucca, starting to sell starting at 10 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All the sales will be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Today's cattle trade finished lower today for the second day in a row. We were $1.75 lower on the August feeder cattle, down to $146.70. That was about 40 cents off of the low earlier in the day. But again, that's the second day of down move here following Friday's cattle on feed report and cattle inventory. Both of those were considered negative, and that puts us back below the moving average for the feeder cattle and possibly get some of these trend following funds back to selling it on the short side or getting out of long positions. Live cattle were under pressure as well. The front month August was the strongest one. It was only down 70 cents at 113.17, but October, which is the next month out, down $1.62 at 112.77. The chart looks very similar in the live cattle as it does in the feeder cattle. The market is back below the 50-day moving average, and looks like we could be under some additional pressure just because of that. And boxed beef at midday today was at $207.26 for choice. That was down 20 cents. Select $199.33, up $1.44. Choice select spread is getting really tight at $7.93, but that's 55 loads. Trading that choice select spread really has come in the last couple of weeks.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
We had quite a ride today in the grain futures, with beans closing down sharply, 16 to 18 cents lower for the soybeans. Overnight, they got as high in November beans as $10.35 and closed today on their low at $9.92. So 43 cents off of their high. The initial surge for the grains last night came on the heels of the crop condition report, which we had significant drops for corn, for beans, and for cotton. Cotton was down about 5%, a good to excellent category, and that lifted grains last night. But then here today, the forecast became a little bit wetter, and then wetter, and then the grains began to sell off, looking for about 1 to 2 inches over the next 3 days for a lot of the Midwest, where they grow the corn and grow the soybeans. And I think that's just caused a general long liquidation type trend pressuring the grain futures as a whole. Hedge funds are still long across the board, and if the weather gets better, they'll take that weather premium out by getting out of those long positions. Cotton futures were slightly higher, up about 50 cents, also due to that crop condition report showing deterioration. Today, the stock markets are stronger and making all-time highs across the board, with the Dow Jones up 77 points at 21,576.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.